Hi, my name is Roy Hayward, and I'm a writer, and this is the 5 Minutes and Writing Podcast, a place where we talk about writing in just 5 minutes. Today, we will be talking about scenes. The discussion starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A scene is the smallest part of your story that can stand on its own. Stands on its own is kind of like saying that this is something you could tell someone or act out in a drama class. It shares some aspects of an overall story. If something is less than a scene, or just not a scene, it can't stand on its own. Let's unpack this a bit. A scene has an opening. This means it has a beginning. This can be just a simple statement to place the main character in a location, or a big description of where the main character is and what is going on around them. After the scene opens, something should probably happen. The main character will need to encounter some conflict. They will have something they want out of the scene, and there will be something in their way. At the end of the scene, the main character will either have achieved what they wanted, or they will not. They might have even given up on their original desire and have a new desire. If you're familiar with the story arc of introduction, rising action, descending action, and resolution, you might think this sounds familiar. And that's because it is. Each scene can be viewed as a mini-story within your bigger story. There are many ways that editors and writers look at scenes. Some are very strict, others more loose. I'm going to start with a loose set of requirements. A scene should reveal information about the character or about the story. A scene should advance the story, and the scene should pull the reader forward. These are pretty open, but they give you something to work with. Notice that all of these are should statements. Just like not ending a sentence with a preposition, not strictly following these requirements is not something anyone should harass you for. Revealing something about the character or story. A scene could be as revealing as a detective finding an important document that they have been looking for or uncovering a clue, even if it's a red herring. Or it could be Grandpa talking on the porch about the history of the town his grandson is visiting. Both of these reveal some information to the reader. Advancing the story. Your story doesn't have to be read or written chronologically, but it should have a progression, and each scene has a role in this progression. A scene should take the reader from one place in the progression of the story and move them to the next place. Does the main character progress in their relationship with their love interest? Does the detective get closer to finding the murderer? Does Frodo get closer to Mount Doom? Does Harry get closer to figuring out where the Chamber of Secrets is? Does Luke get closer to becoming a Jedi? There are so many ways to show progression. These are a few things to think about and compare with what you are writing. Pulling the reader forward. Pulling the reader forward is important because you don't want to leave the reader in a place where they don't need or want to keep reading. This does not mean that you end every chapter with a cliffhanger. It does mean that you want the reader to want more. There are techniques to doing this. There is a general tip to write things that are interesting to you and the reader. The thumbnail tip is not to write scenes that are challenging because you, the writer, find them boring. We will talk about each of these again. They are simple, but there is so much more to say about each of them. To see this in action, pick up a scene in your current work in progress. Identify what information is revealed to the reader. How are any of the plots, main or sub, advanced? Does the scene hold the reader's interest and pull them into the next scene? Do this same exercise with a scene in a book that you are familiar with and like. See if you could identify how the author is revealing information to the reader and the main character. Are they the same, or is the reader learning more than the main character? See if you can identify how the author advances the story. What are the plots, and how are they advanced in this scene? See if you can identify how the author held your attention. Does this scene make you want to keep reading? Why? Thanks for listening to this episode of the 5 Minutes in Writing Podcast. Next time, we'll be talking about first lines. If you have questions or topics you'd like me to talk about, please visit 5minutesinwriting.com and drop me a note in the suggestion box. Now, start writing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.